Well, Simon Marks has more from Washington. Good to speak to you, Simon. We've seen almost immediate outrage from Democrats and some Republicans over this pardon. Just give us more about the reaction from Washington.
Well, you know, Sheriff Arpaio is a lightning rod here in the United States. He was a long-term backer of Donald Trump's bid for the presidency in every way. They are political peas in a pod. And President Trump had hinted earlier in the week that he was planning to pardon Sheriff Joe Arpaio following his conviction. He was facing the sheriff a six-month jail sentence for not having done his duty under the Constitution of the United States, for not having enforced some of Arizona's laws in a fair and equitable manner. And this comes at the end of a long series of incidents in Arizona where the sheriff has been accused of riding roughshod over the civil liberties and rights of some citizens, particularly non-white citizens in Arizona. Now, by moving forward with that late Friday night news that he was going indeed to pardon Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Donald Trump has done a couple of things simultaneously. First of all, he's raised enormous concern among Democrats, but also among Republicans, both Republican senators in Arizona itself, including Senator John McCain, railed against President Trump for this decision because they say that he's bypassing the rule of law. He's overturning willfully the decision by courts to impose a prison sentence on the sheriff without any reference or recommendation from the Department of Justice here in Washington. That is a highly unusual step to take. But there are also observers who say he's done something else, and that is with the specter of the Russia investigations hanging over him, he sent a message to some of those people who used to work for him that if you get into trouble, maybe Donald Trump will pardon you.
And Simon, Trump seems not to be able to dodge controversy lately. Will this controversial pardon dent his leadership further in any way? What do you think is the spillover?
Well, look, it's another move that he presumably thinks, first of all, is the right thing to do. He said that Sheriff Joe Arpaio was in legal jeopardy and facing this jail sentence simply because he'd done his job. But by coming to the aid of someone who is such a lightning rod and doing so just a matter of, what, a week, 10 days after the Charlottesville protests by neo-Nazis and white supremacists, Donald Trump is once again making it clear that he has some political sympathies with those on the far right politically here in the United States. And his base, his core supporters across the country may indeed themselves in some cases have some sympathies with the very far right here in the United States. But it's by no means axiomatic that all of those people who voted for Donald Trump in last November's presidential election share the view that a man like Sheriff Joe Arpaio should be pardoned. So this is another political gamble by President Trump, and he continues to cement himself further and further to the right on the political spectrum, which is very unusual for any American president. Presidents throughout their time in office like the ability on occasion to try and govern from the center.
All right. Many thanks for keeping us up to date. Simon Marks there in Washington.